musical performance by Frances and her partner, but it stands alone very well as a testament to queer experience. This is Laborer Labor.
Hi. Welcome to my body. For 10 minutes, we're going to explore it and inhabit it together. It's full of movements and moments. Try and feel it all.
I feel really vulnerable right now when you lay your hand there. My spine? Yeah, my spine. I've always been afraid of things behind me, coming up behind me. It's so silly, but like, since I was a kid, walking by people on the street, I would turn around to make sure they weren't gonna run back at me with a knife. But I've always just had this fear of the behind, and maybe that's why mirrors have become such a part of making me feel secure, knowing what's behind me. Power. Track and field. I always felt really insecure in track and field. But at the same time, you receive this praise and you want to just be a part of something. I don't know, there's always this kind of aggression, desire to prove myself. I mean, I don't like the feeling of putting out aggressive energies. I feel that it doesn't really benefit anyone, but I guess that was my own way of dealing with coming to terms with my sexuality at that time. And my hands during the baton pass, that was the part I would always fuck up on. And there was this guy, Michael, who I had like a crush on, but he would always get fed up because I would fuck up during the baton pass. Michael Johnston. I was trying so hard to be something that was acceptable, that was part of something, that was... I guess it would sound like your heart during an anxiety attack. I don't know. Like, I have episodes of heart arrhythmia. I would just imagine being enveloped by like an impending kind of rhythmic doom. I think for me, like, the constant effort to define queer, we're trying to define queer, but we're not quite there, and I think for me that's something that really is ubiquitous in my life right now. Especially with questions about visibility again, and like representations and are present queer presences and visibility necessarily moving forward or like going towards, I don't know what I'm getting at. Ooh. My thighs feel very queer. They're like my power thighs. It's very sensual and just like I'm in my own personal don't give a fuck zone. In that moment, I'm so zoned out and just in this kind of self-induced trance. Power. It doesn't feel aggressive. I feel like a, you know, those gas station or like whatever floppy dudes. Like a floppy limp power. My calf power is like agitating and like crampy. But I don't know, when I just get low and feel my thighs stretching out, it just like stretches my soul. Power. That I have here, my elbows, behind my knees, would be like just covered in like rash. You're in a constant state of like discomfort, insecurity. You wonder like if people are looking at your rashes. My wrists. That's where it was the worst. Whenever I feel like something burning my wrist, or like I just get so scared that it's gonna come back. One of the guys I hooked up with in high school, he was so aggressive and like he basically ripped that part of my tongue when we were making out, and that's something that has like really I feel throughout my skin when I'm intimate with somebody else. I have this fear of my tongue that's gonna rip off again. It's like disgust. Both with myself and with my inability to like forget this experience, because that's something that I like to think that I've become so good at, is like blocking out certain parts of my life, and then when I'm about to have this like amazing intimate experience, they just rip back out and open up again. It's strange how things surface. But there's also a lot of tenderness, I feel like, and a lot of love. Constantly applying lotion. The smooth gliding and just like giving myself a massage. It's very rewarding for me. I'm giving myself one right now. Without lotion it works too, but it's not as great. You'll stretch your skin and get wrinkly. Very aware. I think knowing that someone is looking at your skin makes you really self-conscious, but it's also relieving at the same time. knowing that someone is appreciating you in that moment and someone is paying attention to you. It's nice to have that once in a while. And I think it's like necessary to keep somebody sane, to have someone just look at you once in a while. Yeah.
Produced by Francis Braden. That was Labor, made in 2016 for an art collective out of Berlin called Coven. It was meant to accompany a physical performance by Francis and her partner, but stands alone as a testament to queer experience as an audio experimental piece. Thanks for listening. Up next on Full Spectrum Rainbow Waves on CITR 101.9 FM. We have for you a piece by myself, my name is Madeline Taylor, and Elizabeth Holiday. This is a piece all about pansexual, bisexual, trans, and queer experience called Coming Out of the Alphabet Soup. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Holiday.
And I'm Madeline Taylor.
You're listening to Coming Out of the Alphabet Soup on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This piece is part of Rainbow Waves, special programming for Pride 2017.
Normally, when you think about coming out, you think of gays and lesbians.
We wanted to hear stories about what coming out looks like for people who identify as bisexual, pansexual, queer, and trans.
We wanted to share stories that don't get as much airtime, from people whose identities are misunderstood or even thought not to exist.
These stories show how individual coming out is, and the importance of finding one's identity, no matter how that process looks. Before we get to the interviews, Elizabeth and I wanted to share with listeners why we decided to do this project.
All right.